God commands us to do, but also giving is something that God said would bring increase. And then number four, giving is something that God, that according to the scripture, moves God to get involved. Malachi 3 and 10. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sake, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. You see? So when I give the tenth part, I can expect the windows of heaven to be opened for me. I can expect the devourer to be rebuked. I can expect that my plans, they will come to fruition. And I can expect a good report from other men. Amen. According to the scriptures, this law of giving, this law of seed, time, and harvest, this giving is what it'll cause God to get involved. It'll move God to get involved. And then giving is something that Jesus respects, even in extreme cases. We give in extreme cases. Jesus respects this law of giving even in extreme cases. Turn with me to Mark, the 12th chapter. Mark, the 12th chapter. So we looked at the purpose. The purpose for even talking about this is faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We said that the promise is this principle will connect us to more than just money. It connects you to a quality of life. It affects everything about your life. And then we've been talking about now this spiritual perspective. The laws that God said work, they work because God said they work. Amen. God is smart. Amen. Giving is something that Jesus respects even in extreme cases. Look here in this 42nd verse. And there came a certain poor woman, poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which made a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than all they which have cast into the treasury. Wait a minute. He didn't call his disciples and say, hey, whoa, get that out and get that back to that woman. No. God respects this principle. Amen. See, this is a law. And God said this caused increase to come into your life. Yes. Amen. Amen. Can you imagine this prophet Elijah when he went to this poor widow woman who was about to starve to death in a famine, and all she had left was enough to make herself one cake. And she was gathering in sticks to just make a fire and cook her last cake. And God had this prophet ask this woman to give him the first cake. Now you know that would have made the news, wouldn't it? Prophet takes woman last cake. But you can't wait until and let the world endorse what God told us to do, because they don't understand. They can't endorse this because they don't understand. These things are spiritually discerned. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. That's why I have to teach you this, so that you'll know, so that you can be convinced and live your life based on the certainty of spiritual principles. Yeah, God has a financial plan for his people, but it's removed from this world system. But it comes by hearing what God said about it, and it works because God said it works. Amen. 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 All right, so you see this 42nd verse. And there came a certain poor widow,
And she threw in two mites, which made a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast in more than they which have cast in the into the treasury. For all they did of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. And Jesus still respected it, that principle. In extreme cases. Amen. Now that's the spiritual perspective. Now there are various types of offerings. You can write these scriptures down, or if you choose to. Support of the poor. Proverbs 19 and 17. He that hath pity upon the poor lends unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he pay him again. Support of missions. Mark the 10th chapter and the 30th verse. But he shall receive an hundredfold. Now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands and with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. That's Mark, the 10th chapter and the 30th verse. Now let's turn to Galatians, the 6th chapter. Galatians, the 6th chapter. It's a law. It's law of seed time and harvest. God has a plan for his people, and it's removed from this world system. But once God gives you a principle, it requires the discipline and the work ethic to work that principle with consistency. It is the consistent commitment to that principle, and it works. It works for anybody. Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 6th verse. Do you have it? Let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him that teacheth in all good things. This is support of ministry leadership. God says in this 6th chapter and the 6th verse, let him that is taught in the word communicate unto him which teacheth in all good things. Look at the 9th verse. And let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season you shall reap, if you faint not. Let's look at 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and the 12th verse. We talked about these various types of offerings: support of the poor, support of missions, support of leadership, ministry leadership. And in this 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, the 12th verse, truly the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders and mighty deeds. For what is it wherein you were inferior to other churches, except it be that I myself was not burdensome to you? Forgive me of this wrong. Paul wasn't burdensome to that church, and he said that was wrong. He asked them to forgive him. Now turn with me to Job, the 22nd chapter. Support of the kingdom through vows and paying. Job, the 22nd chapter. There in the 22nd verse, Job 22 and 27.